Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been
training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. What's it really going to take to reignite your life? What's it going to take to feel differently each day, to feel better, to have more energy and joy and confidence in your life? I always say it starts with one thing: ambition. Letting ambition come back into your life to make it okay to want more, to make it okay to want to be more, to make it okay to want to have better relationships, to give more in life. And so what's going to really reignite your life? Even if we didn't change everything, you know, if it's not like we have to change your house and your car or your job or get rid of the kids or the husband or your friend, or we don't have to change everything. But what we must change, what we must begin with, is allowing ambition to come back in. It is so vital that you give yourself permission to want that again. Because some people, they think that wanting more is a bad thing. Often, sometimes people say, you know what, ambition is a bad thing. You know, wanting more, desiring more. Desire, that's bad, right? Having high expectations, that's bad, right? We have this concern that if we want something, well then, gosh, we're selfish. But I want to kind of have you rethink that here. Ambition, it's the great fire. Ambition is the match. And ambition is good. To want to give more or to be more or to have more love in your life, these are not negative things. These are the things that fill your heart up. These are the things that make you vibrant and alive again. You know, I like to say that, you know, even a Buddhist wants desire. And even if you think, well, in spiritual practices, you often hear, you know, all desire and expectation and attachment leads to suffering. But if you ask a Buddhist, you say, do you have the intention, do you have the desire to deepen your meditation practice? They would say, well, of course. See, if we want to deepen our life or we want to recharge our life, we have to have that desire. What is it you want more of, or what greater depth do you want to achieve in your life? Number one, we're going to start right off the bat with what I think is really the bigger overarching intention, and that's your feelings. Like the emotion of life. I would say what people really want is a greater emotional charge. We want to feel fully alive and vibrant. We want to go through our day and experience broad ranges of positive emotions. We want more feeling in life. Because, you know, sometimes when you're going through the routine and just day after day after day, all that really starts to feel like is just blah. You know, you're just living at one level. Sometimes the emotional energy of our life flatlines. And it just, every day is like this. And suddenly, after every day like this, someone kind of acts out, right? That's that midlife crisis going, I can't stand the sameness anymore. We have to learn to want more emotion. A very, very, very powerful thing to remember and to find in our lives is to want greater emotional connection. And let me share a simple way to have that. It's a metaphor, maybe one of the most powerful metaphors I've ever learned in my entire life. And it's simple. It says this: the power plant doesn't have energy, It generates energy. You don't have a feeling. You generate a feeling. You don't have sadness. What you're focusing on, what you're thinking about, what you're dwelling on, that's creating that emotion. Emotions are created by our thoughts, what we're thinking on, what we're focusing on. And so this metaphor, the power plant doesn't have energy, it generates energy. This could change your life. What feelings and emotions do you want more of each day? What's an emotion that you feel like if you had a little bit more of that in your life, life would turn back on? Because I'm not saying or suggesting that maybe your life is off, but we're saying there's little things that can give you a little extra charge that all of a sudden start stacking up and life starts feeling so much better. So let's start there. Number one, identify what's a feeling, just one feeling you want to have more of in your life. And then also challenge yourself. How could you generate that feeling on purpose? What could you do? What new routine? What new behaviors? What's one emotion you're gonna put more of in your life? Is it gratitude? Is it love? Is it joy? What is it for you specifically? I remember for me, at one point in my life, it was the emotion and the feeling of confidence. I wanted to have more of that because I was a pretty socially awkward kid. I was kind of sheepish. I happened to be in college at the time and I couldn't approach anybody. I wouldn't make new friends. And I just thought, I want to have more confidence in my life. But as you can imagine, I quickly learned it wasn't just going to land on me. I wasn't going to walk outside one day and all of a sudden confidence hits me like a lightning bolt. I was going to have to learn to generate that. I was going to have to speak and stand and move in different ways to get that confidence. You'll learn about that here in this course. But for now, what's your emotion? Mine was confidence. What's yours? What do you want more of? The second major area we want to work on for you, which is so important, is to raise your ambition for your relationships, specifically for the quality of your relationships. You know, you have somebody in your life right now, maybe you're married, your spouse, your partner, somebody who you love so much. How much more amazing would life feel if you put a little bit more love into that to reignite that relationship? What if you have a relationship at work and you got to see somebody every single day and they are a dud? You show up and their emotional energy is always dead. And because of that, your relationship with them, it's just like you hate working with them. You can't stand going to a meeting there. What if you improve the quality of that relationship? You didn't count on them changing. You didn't hope that one day they finally gained awareness or spiritual presence and power. You just said, okay, this person is like this. What could I bring to this relationship to reignite a little bit? What could you do, just simple things, to spark that relationship up a little bit more? I think this is one area where a lot of people have given up in. They think, well, he's like that, she's like that, they're always gonna be that way. And so they've lowered their ambitions and expectations for the quality of relationships in their life. What we end up doing is we minimize one of the most important areas of our life. Have you ever given up on a relationship? Have you ever given up on a person? I bet if you've done that before, you realize it feels horrible. It feels horrible. And if we're gonna reignite your life, let's at least start with some hope. That hope that you can improve the quality of the relationships. Could you do something to give a little bit more charge into your relationships? Can you identify one? Is there one relationship that just deserves a little bit more charge from you in life? Which relationship is that? What could you do? Third big area to allow some ambition back in is your contributions in life, what you're giving. So if you're at your work and they passed you up for a promotion last year and now you just don't believe it's ever possible that you're gonna earn more or achieve more at work, you can't give up, because when you give up, you stop trying. And when you stop trying, you immediately stop your ability to grow and also give. And so if you've given up in any area, maybe you had a dream, you wanted to start a business, and you thought, well, I can't do that. I'm not like them, or I don't have the things I need. And you just never even put yourself out there because you thought, well, I'm not capable of that. I was that way too. I never thought I could write a book because I wasn't a writer. I thought in my mind, I'm not a writer. I've never taken a writing class. I've never been to a writer's workshop. I can't write a book. And I probably told myself that story for 3 or 4 years. And then finally, luckily, I was watching this person on television, and they're talking about how they wrote their book. And they said, well, did you have a methodology? And they said, no, I kind of sat in front of the computer, and I worked at it every day. And they said, well, did you ever go to writing class? They said, no. And I was watching this person, I thought, you know, they're about as dumb as me. I thought that was a pretty good thing. I thought, but they got a book out. Maybe I could do it. Maybe it won't be as good, but you know what? Maybe I could do it. And I started having some hope, and I started having that ambition. I started seeing in my mind's eye my contribution. I could see my book on the shelves. I could see people watching my videos. And I started visualizing my contributions. What happens for a lot of people, I know, when their ambition is low in the area of their contributions, they stopped visualizing it as a truth. The more you visualize your contribution, guess what? The more you believe in it. The more you start to feel it. So if you don't believe in that promotion because you're not seeing it, well, then of course you're not going to want it. A lot of the reasons we don't believe we can contribute something more in life is because we stopped looking for it. We stopped visualizing it. So is there a dream you've had, something you want to do, a business, something you want to contribute at work? You thought one day in a meeting, this would be such a great idea, and you thought about it and thought about it, and you could see it, and you got so excited about it. And maybe you mentioned it to somebody, and then they said, well, that sounds like a stupid idea. And you stopped seeing it. Never stop seeing your dreams just because somebody else doesn't see it. If you want to make something ignite in your life again, start seeing the things that you want to give. It will fill your heart up with ambition. It will give you that motivation each day to at least try and at least move forward. It's so important that you start visualizing your contributions again and allow that to come in. When it comes in, it's going to be like me public speaking. When you start thinking of a dream again, that contribution, that thing you want to give, it's going to cause a lot of anxiety. Because you know what? Let's make you a little uncomfortable. Be okay with that. Be okay with, like, you know what? I don't know how this is going to go, but you know what? I want to feel better, and I want better relationships, and I want to give better. Because if you can have that desire and that ambition, I promise you, in this course, we'll get you the rest of the way home. The last piece is so simple, and most people think they can't improve it, and that's your lifestyle. To have ambition again that you can improve your lifestyle. I don't mean that you have to have some, you know, big vision of, you know, living in a home of, you know, the lifestyles of the rich and famous here. We can improve our lifestyles by just little simple things. My very simple thing that improved my lifestyle recently was a little portable speaker. You know, sound speaker. So I have my phone, and my phone has Bluetooth, and it can talk to this little speaker. And I got it because I wanted to work out in my garage, and I wanted to have some music. So I had this little speaker, and I'd have it in the garage while I was working out. Well, because it's small and it's portable, I started carrying the speaker around with me, around in my house. So I'd work out, I'd go into my kitchen, and I'd start making my, like, health shake, right? A little protein shake, a little avocado, some chia seeds, some blueberries, some spinach, TMI, I know. And I'd be listening to the music still with me. And then I'd go up in the shower, and I'd still have the music with me. And I'd go, and I'd go over here by the closet, and I'd get dressed, and I'd have the music with me. And it was just such a simple lifestyle change to have, like, music around all the time. Because, you know, I didn't have that before. And now I have this little stupid speaker, maybe cost me $50. And I carry it with me everywhere. I'm always listening to podcasts. I always have, like, a soundtrack going to whatever I'm doing, if I'm writing, whatever. It's a stupid $50 speaker. And I'm telling you, I love this thing. It changed my lifestyle because now there's music around. A good buddy of mine recently told me about a simple shift. He wanted to feel more peaceful at his house. That was his thing. He found himself kind of impatient with his wife sometimes, impatient with the kids, because for him, he would come home, and his wife would come home, and they'd just be stressed from the day. And then, the kids get home from school, or the kids get home from the nanny, and now it's just like, it's chaos. And he's like, I just don't like my lifestyle because it's causing stress all the time. I said, well, what changed for you? I says, it sounds silly, but I installed a steam shower. I said, a steam shower? He goes, yeah. He goes, now when I get home, the first thing is I go up and I turn on that stupid steam shower and I sit in there and I steam for like 15 minutes and then I get out and then I deal with life, the kids, the house and everything else. He goes, completely changed my life. I feel better. And I found myself, I was being a better husband. I was being better to the kids. I just felt more relaxed and loose. And isn't it funny how that's what so many of us want in these times of chaos and stress? We just want something to help us ignite or help us feel a little more just calm and cool. So he found something that could help him in his lifestyle do that. He's a better husband and a better dad because of steam shower? Really, that's it? But yeah, it changed his life. Simple little decisions in your lifestyle can change everything. And your lifestyle is basically how you think about what you have and really what is around you. So your lifestyle is, how is your house? What is in the house? How are things organized in the house? That's a lifestyle, right? Your lifestyle is also a mental thing. It's a sense that you have enough or you enjoy what you do have. It doesn't mean getting a new house. It doesn't mean getting tons of new things. It's a new little speaker. It's a new shower. It's a new way of looking at what you got and appreciating it a little bit more. You don't have to become suddenly wealthy overnight and rich to enjoy the richness around you. There's a lot of things in your life that if you appreciate it a little bit more, that you recognize it a little bit more, you would feel a little bit more charge in your life, I promise you. It's that promise that we hear all the time now of mindfulness, right? Just being aware or grateful or appreciative of what's around us, you can feel rich in life if you appreciate what's around you. And so give yourself that gift. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for?
How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.